This is Brother Gino Cassieri. Again, it's time for the Pastor's Study. And last time we began to look at our last section on our study that we've been doing for several months on things to come. We've been looking at the next prophetic events on God's calendar. And we began to, last section is entitled, Until. Again, we're looking at eternity future, amen. And we began to look at the New Jerusalem, the final abode, dwelling place of all believers, amen. And we saw that there's going to be some positive things that'll be missing from that city. But before we pick up our study on the New Jerusalem, let us go, as we always do, to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. We thank you for being able to come over WGCR in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. We thank you for this ministry of Anchor Baptist Church and for Pastor Barton and his family and the people in the ministry there and for all the folks that work at the radio station. We pray your blessing upon them. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to open up thy very words. And Father, we pray you'd bless the study today. We pray you'd bless the listener. We pray if there be a lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that this day would be the very day of their salvation. Father, we pray for the saint of God to be encouraged, lifted up, to grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to continue staying by the stuff, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Father, we just commit this time, this precious time, into thy hand. Have your will in your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, we started to look at some of the things last time that were going to be missing in the New Jerusalem. We saw it'll be a city of no tears. It'll be a city of no death. And the third thing we want to see is it is a city of no sorrow or pain. A city of no sorrow or pain. Again, let's turn our attention to the 21st chapter in the book of Revelation in verse number 4. And we continue, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. My goodness. Isn't that wonderful? A city where there'll be no more broken homes, abused children, battered wives, traffic accidents, painful diseases, where there'll be no more crime, stealing, murdering, raping, amen, no more wars. In other words, there'll be nothing in that city that will cause the inhabitants, the believers, to sorrow, to cause them to sorrow, to cry, or give them pain. It seems each and every day I get up now as I grow older, I seem to take on a new friend, a new little pain or an ache. And I'm sure some of you listening to my voice can identify with that. You know, we all suffer with maybe not acute things, but chronic things like allergies. Amen. Some of us may be suffering, some of you may be suffering with diabetes or heart trouble. Or maybe you're waging a battle against cancer. Or whatever it may be. But my dear friend listening today, we're going to a city unlike any other city. A new Jerusalem. What a city. Where none of those things I've described and some I haven't described, but they're out there. Diseases and whatnot. that will not be a part of that city. Amen. What a glorious city. Amen. It's also a city of no night. A city of no night. Amen. Again, we turn our attention to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 25. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Amen. And then look in the book of Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah, and see what Zechariah has to say in chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day or night, but it shall come to pass that even time it shall be light. One, in other words, that's going to be a city of one eternal day, my friends. See? This city will experience one eternal day with no death, sorrow, crying, or pain. One eternal day filled with light, joy, and the glory of God. Amen. Now, let's turn our attention and look at some of the city's beauty, some of the beauty of this New Jerusalem. Well, we want to see it's a city of tremendous size. Revelation 21, verse 16. We read, "And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal." Now, using our present-day measurements, this would put the city about 1,500 miles long, wide, and high. Most people envision this city shaped as a cube. This is a very large cube which will be suspended in space near the earth. Now, something else, as we look at the beauty of this city, it's a city of unique foundations. Listen to the description as found in Revelation chapter 21 and verses 19 to 20. "And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardox, the sixth sardis, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst." This will be a very colorful foundation for sure, amen. Let us notice the colors. The first foundation is jasper, which is a crystal clear transparent stone. The second foundation is sapphire, a stone which is a blue color. The third is chalcedony, which is a sky blue stone, often with streaks of other colors. The fourth is emerald, a bright green stone. The fifth is sardox, which is a white stone with streaks of red. The sixth is sardis, a fiery red. The seventh foundation is chrysolite stone, which is yellow, golden color. The eighth is beryl, a sea green stone. The ninth foundation is of topaz, a brownish gold stone. The tenth is chrysoprasus, a blue-green stone. The 11th is a violet stone called jacinth. And the 12th is a purple stone called amethyst. My goodness, what a beautiful city. It's hard to imagine all those colors in our mind at one time. But we'll be able to comprehend it, understand it, take it all in our new glorified bodies. Amen. Another thing about the city that we want to see, it's a city of jasper walls. Jasper walls. Look at in Revelation chapter 21, verses 17 through 18. 21 verses 17 through 18. And he measured the wall thereof 140 and 4 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angels. And the building of the wall of it was a jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. So above these colorful foundations extend jasper walls. Walls usually built for protection. These 216-foot high jasper walls are only for beauty. Amen. Because we know that in the Old Testament we often read about that walls were built around a city for protection. But there's going to not be any need for protection in the New Jerusalem. So I believe those jasper walls are really for beauty. We also see that the New Jerusalem is a city of pearly gates. Pearly gates. Look at in verses 12 and 13 of Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verses 12 and 13. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. At the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. These are not merely gates made of pearls, but each gate is of one pearl. Amen. There is a huge pearl that people will be able to walk through. There will be 3 gates on each side of the city, making a total of 12 gates. 12 large pearls for 12 beautiful gates. Also, I know often one of my favorite hymns is Mansion Over the Hilltop, and we talk about walking on streets of gold. Yes, the New Jerusalem will be a city of the golden street. Let's look in Revelation 21:21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city and the street, singular, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Now this is gold that you can see through, as we just read, transparent like glass. Now notice that the word street is not plural. There is only one street of gold in this city. And I believe it extends from the bottom to the top, like a spiral staircase. And remember, we said it's going to be a 1,500-mile street of gold. Can you just imagine what that's going to be like? I can't. I have trouble trying to imagine it. But I thank God that God gives us a little bit of a glimpse of the city that as believers that we're going to abide for all eternity. Also, we want to see it's a city of very bright light. Very bright light. There are cities all over the world that have bright lights. One in America I know is, I think of as Las Vegas, which has an area called the Strip full of bright lights, amen. It lights up the sky at night. But nothing's going to compare to the city of New Jerusalem and the bright light that's going to be there. Let's look at Revelation 21 again, verse 23. And listen to the description here. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. And why was that? For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. You see, my dear friend, Jesus will light up the city, amen. This is, in my opinion, the reason so many of the materials are transparent. Nothing will diminish the brightness and beauty of our Savior. You see, there'll be no shadows, no dark corners. The light of Jesus Christ. You know, it says in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, He is the light of the world. Well, He's going to be the light, the literal light of New Jerusalem. The light of Jesus will illuminate through the entire city. Another thing about that city, it's a city of pure river, and the tree of life will be there. Amen. The tree of life will reappear. Look in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. You know, we use that expression today, crystal clear. That's where it comes from. Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So here we have a description of the tree of life. And the leaves, it'll bear 12 manner of fruits. Yielded her fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree, the special leaves, will be for the healing of the nations. We have here the beauty of a pure river, clear as crystal. Amen. And to go along with this river, a wonderful tree of life that bears 12 kinds of fruit. My dear friend, this no doubt will be a beautiful sight to behold, will it not? Another thing about the city, it will be a city of no temple. A city of no temple. Looking in Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Now in the Old Testament, we know the temple has always represented the dwelling place of God. We have the tabernacle in the Old Testament and then the temple built by Solomon. In the New Testament, the age of grace, the dwelling place of God is inside the believer. That's right. God indwells each believer, each and every one of us. Look at in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. However, in the New Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus Christ will eternally dwell. Amen. Now let's look at the location of the New Jerusalem. This holy city, New Jerusalem, is right now located in the third heaven. Amen. Remember, Jesus Christ said there in John chapter 14. Let's turn there. John chapter 14. Beginning in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. See that? That's where Jesus has gone. He's gone to prepare a place for each and every one of us. That place is the New Jerusalem. And we'll have at least one mansion in that new place, New Jerusalem. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. What good would it be if he just prepared the place and there wouldn't be any occupants? Not only has he promised that he's prepared a place, but he's coming to get us. He says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. So when you get down in the dumps, get a hold of that. That's your future, my friend, as a believer. After the great white throne judgment, this city will come down. Look in Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. There's that word prepared again. Jesus, this is the place Jesus went to prepare for you and I. This city's new location will be just above the earth in space. God will inhabit this city in its new location. Revelation 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself, and here it is, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. As we look at the new location of the holy city, and we saw it's right now located in the third heaven, but it'll be coming down, amen, for the saints of God to occupy it. Now let's look at the saints just for a second. The believers, the saints, will have access to the earth and the holy city. So as a believer, you'll be able to travel between both. New Jerusalem will be suspended just above the earth, but you'll be able to travel between the New Jerusalem and the earth. See? But you have to remember, the New Jerusalem is the permanent location for all believers. So to receive mail, you need to have people put on there the New Jerusalem, amen? Because that'll be your permanent address when you go into eternity future. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get there. And how about the sinner? Well, right now, as we know, the Bible tells us that hell is in the heart of the earth. But that will also change location as well. Because the unbelievers will be eternally in the lake of fire. For you listening today, you're not sure where you're going to go when you die. You're not saved, obviously. So we've been talking about the eternal residence, dwelling place of the believer. If you're not a believer, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then your eternal dwelling place is going to be this lake of fire. Because we're told in Revelation 20, verse 15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The book of eternal life. God keeps a book of those who have received His Son as their personal Savior, believing that Christ died, He died for their sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Now, it's not just good enough to have a knowledge about Jesus, to acknowledge that He did exist in time, that He was crucified at Calvary. All of that head knowledge isn't going to do anything. What you have to do, my friend, is put all your eggs in one basket, as they say. Some people say it's not good to do that, but in this time, this one time, it's good to do that. What I mean is you have to place faith and trust in Jesus Christ's blood atonement at Calvary's cross to pay for your sins, past, present, and future, give you eternal life, and when you die, give you a permanent resident address in New Jerusalem. Amen. So this is what we've been discussing, is the until, or the eternal state the Bible teaches. Amen. Before I end today, I want to say many thanks go to Pastor Randy H. Edwards and his wonderful book that he wrote entitled From the Rapture Until, which provided a lot of material for our study. But our primary source for our study, like every other study, is the Scriptures. And that's the way it should be. Anytime we read, study something, the Scriptures should be our primary source. And when we say Scriptures, or when I say Scripture, and I hope when you say Scripture, you mean the King James Bible. Because that's where God has preserved His very inspired, inerrant, infallible word. So just because you have a New King James Bible or a New International Version or any other of those versions, those are not the words of God. You want the words of God? You want to find the words of God today? The very words of God, the very inspired, inerrant, infallible words of God. You can find them in the King James Bible. Well, that's the end of our study on things to come. I hope you've enjoyed it. All of our studies in this series of things to come is available on audio cassette tape. Drop me a line at the address that'll be given at the end of the broadcast and tell me what you'd like. I'll get it out to you. Again, if there's a topic of interest dealing with the Scriptures, question you may have, write me. I'll answer it on the pastor's study for you. Again, it's been an honor and a privilege for joining each and every one of you on the Pastor's Study today. Until we meet again, this is Brother Gino Cassieri. My prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.